This is 91.7 WVXU's Cincinnati Edition. I'm Jay Hanselman. Now celebrating its 25th year, the Hamilton County Business Center was just ranked the best business incubator in the state of Ohio. We'll be discussing what the center does and how it nurtures businesses and creates jobs. My guests are Hamilton County Development Company President David Main and Vice President Patrick Longo, who's also the director of the Business Center. We are taping this portion of today's program, so we won't be able to include your calls or emails. Thank you both for being here.
You're certainly welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Let's start with some definitions. David, let me begin with you. We introduced you as the president of the Hamilton County Development Company. Tell me what the development company does. What's your mission?
The mission of the Hamilton County Development Company is to promote economic development through three ways. We make small business loans as a certified SBA development company through the 504 and Regional 166 loan program. We administer via contract the Hamilton County Office of Economic Development. And last but not least, we developed and operate the Hamilton County Business Center, which is a business incubator. Through economic development occurring in three ways, attraction of outside firms, retention, expansion of existing firms, and through the creation of new firms, we think we have all three bases covered.
And Patrick, we said that you're the director of the Business Center. Tell me where it's located and what you do there.
Yeah, we are located in Norwood on Menor Avenue and right off of Xavier University's campus. They're one of our neighbors. And I've been the director there for about 17 years, and it is an incubator is a place where businesses can be housed. They can receive coaching and mentoring. There's lots of a variety of programming for them to connect with resources in the community. And it's also, probably most importantly, it's an environment for risk takers to aggregate, to be in the same place, to kind of build off of one another.
That was something I was going to, we'll go ahead and do it now, since we're talking about definitions. The difference between an incubator versus an accelerator.
Yeah, you know, in incubation, there's a piece called acceleration. It's that early stage where you're starting to do your planning and you really are starting to implement. The community has kind of jumped on the idea of acceleration, as has the United States on this idea of acceleration, where it's usually a 12, 15, 18-week program in which you come in with an idea, they work with you on that idea, and then you go out and try to pitch for capital. Okay. And in this community, we have a couple of really good organizations, one in particular, the Brandery, who does a very nice job with that. But in incubation, it is more of a 2 to 4 year period. We're really helping you get out and sell your idea. You do a little bit of raising dollars, that happens, but you're really helping generate revenue and grow jobs and grow the opportunity and kind of get your feet, legs underneath you as you grow. You know, in incubation, we're really trying to take a 1, 2, 3-person business and make it a 10, 15, 20-person business. That would be our ultimate dream for each of our companies. So that's a little bit. It's kind of a timing piece. Acceleration, early. Incubation, longer term.
And how many firms are you working with right now currently at the center?
Well, actually, right now we have 50 companies in the nest.
And I think, is that pretty much near your capacity?
Actually, it is not.
Okay.
We're a rather large facility in the incubation world. We're about 92,000 square feet of space. And we have office and lab space, flex space, workshop space. So we can deal with an information technology company. We can work with an advanced material company. But because of our size, right now we're just a smidge below 3/4 full. So we still have room for probably another 8 to 12 companies if they want to join.
And, of course, the goal is to get them set up so they move out of the incubator and then you have space for another potential company to take their place.
Exactly. What business would do it like we do, where we take our best and move them on? Most people want to build around their best. Well, what we want to do is build around our best by moving them, you know, graduating them to City Cincinnati, Blue Ash, Sharonville, along 71, along 75. That's what we've done for many, many years. And that's what happens. So, you know, as people grow and start with their 1 to 3, and then they get to be 12, 15, 18 people, then we start to move them on.
And this is not necessarily a rational for-profit business model, but it is a very rational economic development model where we're trying to create companies and the next pillar companies in the community.
And I guess, is there an incentive? I mean, obviously, you're growing these jobs here in Hamilton County. Is there some sort of incentive offered to them to stay to keep those permanent jobs in Hamilton County once they leave the business center?
I think the thing is, most incentives usually start when someone's got 25 plus jobs. So most of the companies graduating from HCBC aren't there yet, but they are educated as to what the state and the county might be able to offer. You know, our main job, let's keep them in Ohio. You know, we are an Ohio-supported program. These are entrepreneurs. You know, entrepreneurs are risk takers. They're flexible individuals. You know, they're going to go where the best opportunity for them to grow and succeed. That usually doesn't mean what's the offer from the state. It's, am I near my customers? Am I, you know, near people that help? Am I near the talent base that I need to be? And I think so far, and I've been there for 17 years, Southwest Ohio has that talent base that our entrepreneurs can build from.
There's a built-in incentive to stay maybe within 5 to 10 miles of the incubator, as Pat mentioned, because of they already have their employees, they have their customer, they have their supplier base. So to go much further, they tended to be disruptive.
Each company, I'm assuming, has its own space within the center.
That is correct.
But are they, maybe islands not the right term, but do they keep to themselves or do they branch out and work with other companies within the center, or does it depend on, you know, what they're working on?
They may have walls, they may have doors, but a lot of open, free-flowing space. You know, we've set up the facility so that there's a lot of interaction and a lot of our programming so that they are networking, communicating. You know, the neat thing is we don't have a floor where it's like, here's all the first years, here's the second years. You know, it's not like the college dorm. But it does have a feel like the college dorm. They work with each other. They like interacting with each other. You get a first year dealing with a third year. The third year might know some techniques on how to sell and how to promote the business, while the first year is providing some new angles on technology or has that, you know, that passion that you might have had as an entrepreneur when you first got started. You get reminded of those things, and they have a nice interplay. And that's kind of what my role is. And the role of my team. You know, I'll say that, yeah, I'm the director of the incubator, but I'm really kind of the cruise director. You know, the cruise is, hey, we're moving on. We want to hit entrepreneurial success, and we want to have you hit points. It's our job to help make those connections along the way.
This synergistic effect is something that I initially kind of discounted. I thought we'd have a bunch of whiny entrepreneurs complaining about how bad business was over the copy machine or the coffee. And yet we found out we have businesses that have not only helped each other, but they've formed joint ventures. They've bid on things. We even had a couple of mergers as such. So it's been, I know the term is overused, but it's kind of a 2 + 2 oftentimes equals 5. Mm-hmm. However, it is more than merely group therapy. It's also having ready access to business coaching, business assistance, hands-on with the staff, but also through some more formal programs and seminars that are offered through the center.
Patrick, you said that you have been there 17 years. We said the center at the top is celebrating its 25th anniversary, so mm-hmm. You've been there for a lot of its history. How many companies have you graduated in that time, and have most of them stayed in Ohio?
Yeah, most of them have stayed in Ohio. Let me do a quick gander at some of the numbers. Altogether, in the 25 years, we've served over 300 companies, and we have about 145, 146 successful graduates, meaning they're in business or they have been bought. So, and I want to say, and David, you might help me a little bit with this, I want to say we're batting probably close to 95% of those companies are still in Southwest Ohio. So we've had a very nice track record of building. And those companies, we actually recently did a study in the last 12 months to find out how are those companies doing. Well, those companies, when we aggregated their revenues, those 145 companies do about $210 million worth of revenue on an annual basis and have over 1,700 employees.
Is there one big company or a couple of big companies that you could point to that people will have heard of that started at the business center and are now, you know, functioning businesses here in Ohio that people will know the name?
Well, I don't know if they'll know the names because most of these companies are probably still, you know, maybe 100 employees. Yeah, but there's some really neat stories. I mean, there's the Maverick Corporation, High Temperature Polymers. They're located out in Blue Ash. Two GE engineers that decide, hey, we'll take a package. We're going to work on a product because we see where there's a deficiency in one of the materials that GE is using. We can make it better. We can make it more high temperature at a lower cost. They've done that. You know, they now have 80, 85 employees, and they have 4 locations around the United States. You get a company, one of our latest graduates, a company called Edigent Technologies. Edigent does sensors. They actually are working with the fuselage of an entity like Boeing that's flying up in space. They take a gun and they can take a look and see how the material is doing. Are there air bubbles and where, and they can also do it for every one of their fuselages so they can see where there might be issues going forward. Starts out with two, comes to us from the University of Cincinnati. They recently graduated to the North Norwood area on the Norwood Lateral, and they took up the first floor of the American Laundry building, 11,000 square feet. So it's kind of nice to see these companies getting some nice roots in the community. And guess what? They all will volunteer their time to come back and work with our companies.
I think most of the businesses, though, tend to be B2B, so the average consumer would not recognize them.
B2B, business to business.
Business to business. Yeah, we're on a dead-end street in Norwood, so it doesn't really lend itself, not only the zoning, but just the logistics, lend itself to a retailer. However, there is one company called Listerman Brewing Company. Started out manufacturing home beer brewing equipment, moved from his basement to the incubator, bought a facility over in Dana Avenue. He essentially added a microbrewery and a distillery. One of his product appeared on a network television program that was since canceled, but the Harry's Law dealing with Cincinnati. If you looked in the replica, there was a canister of his beer. So that's probably one of the exceptions. Most of them tend to be business to business, so as opposed to retailers.
Mm-hmm. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. We're talking about the Hamilton County Business Center with the Hamilton County Development Company President David Main and Vice President Patrick Longo, who's also the director of the Business Center. We are taping this portion of the program, so we aren't able to include your calls or emails. With any program like this, it takes funding. So where do you get the money that it takes to operate the Business Center? And I'm sure that there's probably never enough funding, but where does that money come from?
Well, welcome to our perpetual challenge. Having a good track record has mattered, but we have built that up over 25 years. We recently were awarded a $500,000 contract with the state of Ohio's Third Frontier Program to continue our incubation network. What that means is we now have funding from the state of Ohio to help us operate our facility and our programs out of Norwood, but we have to raise that $500,000 to match that, because that's part of the it's part of the requirement. Our companies come in, we charge them rent. It is subsidized. It is at a discount to the marketplace because we only deal with startups, so we're not bringing a 15-year company into our program. So on average, our budget is about $1.1 million. We raise about $600,000 through rents and services, which we then use to match the State of Ohio Third Frontier contract. So that's why it's very important that we continue to do well, because the review that we just went through from the State of Ohio was very arduous. It was a challenge, and it was about a 4-month process. But when it came out, the results, we were ecstatic because of, there's 40 incubators in the state of Ohio and 17 bid for these dollars. We ended up, there were 11 funded, and we were the top funded or the top ranked incubator in the state of Ohio. So A, felt good to see that, because we didn't know the reviewers, but we knew the state was going to put us through a tough process. But that has helped us in a number of ways.
That covers the operating funds. The capital funds had basically come. There were several grants from the Department of Commerce Economic Development Administration, but then the other part is the other components of the Hamilton County Development Company. The lending programs, the net revenues off of that have helped pay for the capital improvements, as well as occasionally some dollars, primarily through the Block Community Development Block Grant Program through Hamilton County.
Walk me through this process. If I have this idea that I want to start a business, how refined does it need to be? Can it be a wild dream that I want to follow? Does it need to be more focused, that I have a pretty good idea that this is what I want to do? Do you help me do that? How does that work?
Most people that walk through our doors or meet us after a seminar or an event in the community, I've got an idea, I want to flesh it out, can I work with you? The answer is yes. So we're working with people and trying to help them with their planning process. What needs to happen? What are you looking to accomplish? We're kind of nudging people. Am I the actual writer? No. we're actually working with you, the entrepreneur, to get you. This is your idea. You need to do the work. It's, you know, it's like you're a high school student again. Hey, this is your term paper. You need to go through this process. We'll work with you on goal setting. What do you want to accomplish? You know, who do you want to target to potentially utilize your service? Hey, this is a new technology. How do we go about proving that? You know, do we need to do some funding? Maybe you need to go down the Small Business Innovative Research Grant Program with the federal government. We can walk you through that process. Do you want to be introduced to angels, to a bank? You know, are you thinking about maybe going down the venture capital route? Those are questions that we bring, and those are things that we can work with. That's a mouthful I just gave you. But there is resources like us in the community that do that very, very well and want people to know the challenge ahead of them so they're not winging it. We kind of remove that whole winging process. They know the process. They know what's going to happen. And we're continually evaluating that with the entrepreneur so that they know that they're moving in the right direction.
There are also some applicants or entrepreneurs that are further along. They may be already operating a business. They may be operating out of their home, their spare bedroom, their garage. Their spouse, significant other, their neighbors are getting tired of the trucks going down their residential street, or they're in borrowed or begged space from a Dutch uncle. And this is an opportunity for them to get into conventional business space to grow the business. Hopefully they have some revenues, they have some experience, we can refine that, and so it's beyond merely the concept stage. As opposed to maybe a business accelerator where they're looking at more, how do you refine this concept?
We talk, or it sounds to me, a lot of techie things. Mm-hmm. Does that tend to be your dominant business sector, or are you open to other business sectors?
Well, we're actually open to two things. In the state of Ohio, Third Frontier, that is a technology program. So they are really pushing us to want to touch advanced materials, information technology, biosciences, advanced manufacturing, sensors, engineered products. Those are the things they want. But because of our size, we're a lot larger than your typical incubator. So we also are looking for a good traditional business, and here's our caveat, looking to sell ultimately outside of the greater Cincinnati marketplace. So you're a logistics company, you're a wholesaler of some sort. We really don't touch real estate, we don't touch retail. Those are probably the two areas that we don't really get into. But any other thing, we'll take a look and see. I mean, right now of our 50, 42 are technology and 8 are these traditional businesses looking to sell outside of the greater Cincinnati marketplace.
You're located, as you said,
in Norwood
with Xavier, or close to Xavier University. How much do you work? Do you work with Xavier? Do you work with the University of Cincinnati?
We work with all, we work with Miami, UC, Xavier. We also do some things with Cincinnati State, okay? Also have done some programming out at the Oaks, you know, throughout the community. Our number one organization is the University of Cincinnati, particularly the West Campus. Engineering Applied Sciences, School of Business, DAP. That's where we get a lot of our leads. We also get a lot of co-ops from that area and interns to work with our companies. Xavier, a lot of co-ops and interns. Miami, also a lot of co-ops and interns that come to us. You know, most of our ideas, our number one feeder is that College of Engineering over at the University of Cincinnati. We kind of look at it as kind of a little diamond in the rough, and we pay a lot of attention to what goes on there. This is you're talking to an institution that receives over $300 million a year in research dollars. We're trying to help them commercialize some of those research dollars.
We've talked a lot about the success, the number of businesses that have graduated. Of course, with businesses graduating, there also has to be businesses that don't graduate, that don't make it to the end of the process. How common is that?
Well, we bat about 55 to 60% success. So that means we're 40 to 45 that doesn't. It happens. And that is, you know, we have a process of goal setting with each of our companies, and we look at goal setting as short term, 9 months or less, intermediate term, 24 months or less, and then long term, 24 months or greater. We want all of our companies to get to that 24 months and greater and start to hit. But if they're not hitting those and we start to make corrective measures with the companies and it doesn't progress, we kind of come to a mutual agreement that this isn't working. You know, the funny thing is people, you know, the marketplace is an interesting place. It does tell you if you're succeeding or not. It's part of our job is to help you interpret what the marketplace is telling you. Do you need to change left or right? Do you need to continue moving forward? You know, are you being too aggressive? Are you being too passive? Those are things that we do. Will we go on a sales call with our companies? Yes, we'll get to feel that process and see how those things are going along. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's not the dire straits where, oh my gosh, I'm down to my last nickel and I can't pay you. It happens 6 months prior to that, and we're having that conversation with the companies. You know, is it time for us to exit this opportunity? Not only HCBC, but you as the entrepreneur. You know, we have helped wind down as many businesses, you know, as we've kind of helped build.
David, let me ask you about what's the governance for this structure? I mean, obviously we said that Patrick is the director. I'm assuming he reports to you, but is there a board that kind of watches over this process?
We have a 15-member board of directors that oversees the overall corporate entities. The three entities, actually, we have Hamilton County Development Company that oversees the economic development aspects. We have Hamilton County Development Co., Inc. I know these are mouthfuls, that oversees the loans, and we have Hamilton County Business Center. In addition, we have oversight committees that oversee each of those programs. We have a separate loan committee for the lending area. We have an economic development oversight committee, and then we have a business assistance committee that oversees that as well. And then there's a staff. We have a 21-member staff that covers all three program areas. And there can be some interplay and interactions among those. We have had companies that have graduated from the incubator utilize the loan program. Occasionally maybe utilize some of the economic development incentives as well. But the governance is with the board of directors. They're volunteers. Our board chairman currently actually is a graduate of the Hamilton County Business Center, Brent Messmer. He started his company about, 14 years ago, mm-hmm. a two-person shop behind the elevators. They learned quite a bit. He graduated to Bond Hill and recently moved his business and 65 employees down to Queensgate.
A couple of quick things here before we run out of time. Let's say an idea is wildly successful and you started there, you come up with this wildly popular idea that takes off. Are they under any obligation to give back to the business center?
No, we are a community-focused incubator, so we don't take an equity stake and we don't have a success fee. But a lot of our companies are, and when they get to the position, we'll make a contribution back when we ask. You know, we're doing a capital campaign or an operational situation, you know, but the thing they really do give back, they give their time. And to be honest, you know, I'd love both, but knowing that I get them to come in and coach companies, you know, because having someone that's been there and done that and worked with us, you know, it's kind of nice to have somebody say, you really helped those guys. And they're able to say, yeah, they did.
And I'm going to give you the final word. If somebody's interested and wants to find out more about the process, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, probably the easiest way is look us up on the website, you know, and that would be www.hcdc.com, and then click on the business incubation. It's at the top of the website. So, and you'd be able to learn about our history, learn about some of the companies that are there, learn about some of the programming and some of the people and characters that are involved with us.
And we'll also have a link to that on our website, wvxu.org. We've been discussing the Hamilton County Business Center and how it works to nurture businesses to create jobs in the county. My guests were Hamilton County Development Company President David Main and Vice President Patrick Longo, who's also the director of the Business Center. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our programs are available on our website, wvxu.org. Producer for today's program was Pete Reitmeier. Our technical director was Bruce Ellis. I'm Jay Hanselman.